After an 11-day pause, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is available again. But at vaccine sites across the country, demand for the shot is low.
Did you get the Johnson & Johnson?
No, I did not. I got the Pfizer one.
Why not Johnson & Johnson?
One, I don't trust it, and two, there's been problems with it.
The Johnson & Johnson, I went against that because of the blood clots.
At this mass vaccination site in Miami, there were 3,000 Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses available today, but only about 300 people got the shot, according to Florida's Department of Emergency Management.
What would you tell people who are nervous about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Overall, people should feel confident in getting the J&J vaccine. Adverse events are very serious, but they are also very rare. So far, we know there have been 15 cases and about 8 million shots. One thing to keep in mind is that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risk of infection.
About 141 million people have received at least one dose of the vaccine so far in the U.S., which is about 43% of the population, according to the CDC. 29% of people have been fully vaccinated. One issue is the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have skipped out on their second dose of the vaccine.
Some people are not coming back for the second dose. Why do you think that is?
I was one of those people.
You were?
Yeah, I took the first one in January. And I was starting to get a little, like, allergic reaction.
Doctors say skipping the second dose is a troubling trend. With just the first dose, you have some protection, but researchers don't know exactly how much or how long.
Well, it varies, but partly somewhere between 50% and 80%. But the kicker is we don't know how long that lasts. That's based on information that was taken very early on.
And this Johnson & Johnson stockpile is really something. Again, you think about just this site alone. They allocated 3,000 doses today and gave out just about 300 here. And that is the situation at these sites all across the country. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.